Welcome to this special episode of Tox Chats, brought to you by the American College of Toxicology. I'm Kristen D'Souza, joined by my co-host, Eva Budzinski. In this episode, recorded at the ACT annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, we spoke with attendees about what they find most valuable in being part of ACT, and especially in attending the annual meeting. You'll hear from a wide range of participants. First-time attendees, professionals who've grown with ACT into their careers, long-term members, and even a past president reflecting on what keeps them engaged. Their experiences highlight the unique blend of scientific exchange, mentorship, and connection that makes ACT such a rewarding community for toxicologists at every stage of their career.
We're here with Tim McGovern, who is the president of White Oaks Consulting. Tim, how about you tell us how long you've been a member with ACT and how many ACT meetings you've attended?
Okay, thanks, Eva. I've been a member since, I believe, 2008. I've attended ACT meetings prior to that. And I think in terms of the number of meetings I've attended, it's probably been, I think, every meeting at least since 2008. So it's quite a few.
A lot of meetings.
Yes.
It's too late to count. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement?
Okay. When I first became a member, I started off getting involved with the education committee, with working with continuing education courses for the annual meeting. And then at various times I was on the membership committee, communications committee, and then, you know, spent a good amount of time on council, first as counselor and then two terms as secretary and then the presidential chain and, you know, eventually up to being past president.
Wow, that's a lot of service.
Yes.
With ACT.
But a lot of fun along the way.
Awesome. Thank you. So why are you so involved? What makes ACT special?
I'd been invited a couple of times while I was at the Food and Drug Administration to give some talks, and that kind of gave me my initial exposure to ACT. And the meetings, as I think most people who have come to ACT, you know, understand it, very unique, certainly in comparison to SOT. It's a much smaller meeting, a lot more pharma focus in terms of the various sessions, and a lot of emphasis on networking for the attendees at the meeting itself. So I think as I first attended the meeting, you know, you're very aware of how different it is from SOT and how much interaction you do have with fellow attendees and, you know, speakers as well. And then I had the opportunity to, you know, get involved, you know, kind of those various activities with the college. And with that, it was just kind of, you know, as you're working with people and you're energized in terms of helping to support the college and, you know, getting to know other people involved as well. And there's a lot of positive energy in terms of, you know, people wanting to kind of move the college forward in terms of supporting the overall mission.
Thank you for that insight. I feel the same. I love the energy at the meetings and I like being involved. So I think you touched on this a little bit, but if you can explore this a little bit more, what do you think is the most valuable opportunity at the ACT annual meeting?
I think, I don't know if it'd be hard to say what's the most valuable. You know, there are a lot of different, you know, positive aspects to it. Obviously, you know, the educational aspect, the various symposia, the continuing education courses. So just based on that, and then over the years, you know, more and more exhibitor hosted sessions as well to learn what services are out there to support the toxicology community. So I think anything, if you're working in the toxicology field, primarily in the pharmaceutical area, you've got all different, you know, opportunities to learn, you know, different aspects of that field and how to apply it in your job. The other great aspect is the numerous networking opportunities that are available, and those are put in there very, intentionally, just to allow that time, you know, half hour breaks in all of the sessions, various networking opportunities between the welcome reception and, you know, new receptions, you know, pretty much every day in one form or another, just to allow that interaction between all the attendees. And it's a small enough group that you can easily find people that you are looking for, and also intimate enough that you can easily, you know, meet and introduce yourself to new people as well.
Awesome. Okay, do you have any last advice?
Just to enjoy the meeting, take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. Just, like I said, in terms of the educational opportunities, the networking opportunities, and even, you know, try to have a little fun, you know, outside of the meeting itself to try and recharge after a long day.
Awesome. Great advice. Thank you so much.
I'm here with Ekaterina Stavrou, who is in preclinical development in a pharmaceutical company, and she's going to talk to us today about coming to the ACT annual meeting. Ekaterina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to start by asking, what drew you to ACT as an organization and a community to start with?
Well, as a graduate student, I was looking to transition to industry, and I always attended SOT, but it didn't feel like it was the right place to learn more about toxicology in the industry field. Two years ago in the SOT, I was passing by the ACT booth, and they introduced me to ACT, and they told me that this would be a perfect place for me to go and learn more if I wanted to get to that career route. And I was also introduced to the fellowships that they were offering for graduate students. So I took advantage of this opportunity, and I was lucky enough to get a North American fellowship 2 years ago and actually come here. And honestly, it was the best decision I've ever made because I made wonderful connections here. I learned so much and made my whole transition from academia to industry so much smoother, and I was very well prepared just because I came here and I met people and I networked. Very grateful for passing by ACT booth in SOT that year.
That is quite an amazing example of what ACT can bring to someone as they're developing their career. Thanks for sharing that. Can I ask, what do you enjoy most about coming to the meetings?
Oh God, there's so many things. Most, I would say, all the opportunities to network. I like ACT that has all these different events going on that you actually get to speak to people and learn more what they do in their respective companies and fields that they are, and you get to network this way. And to me, that was one of the most valuable things, as well as the very, very informative sessions, especially for someone in the industry. I always say that I never know what to pick. Whenever I look at the schedule, it's like, I want to be everywhere. So it's always such a hard task to choose a particular session because everything is always like the most recent things going on. So it's a very great resource.
I would agree. Those are both some of the really strong aspects, I think, of ACT. And I love that they create space to let us network without having to miss out on something to do it.
Exactly.
You said you went to SOT for a number of years. Is there anything about the ACT meeting that you think makes it particularly unique?
I would say compared to SOT, which is also a great conference, there's a lot of things that makes ACT unique. One thing is the size, the focus. Like, it's very industry focused. It's smaller, like, size of conference. It's easier to communicate. And also, I have found that people here are so much receptive to, like, be open. Like, you can walk up to people and say hi, and they'll start talking to you, and they will, like, start offering to introduce you to people. And it's just so warm and friendly environment overall, and it feels like more of a community rather than just a big conference, which I really appreciate.
That's a beautiful description, and I also appreciated when I was new how easy people were to speak to and that they were willing to speak to you. So
yes.
I can absolutely understand that. What advice would you have for people who are interested in attending the meeting or maybe coming for their very first time?
Well, for students, I would say, first of all, for sure, take advantage of all the opportunities they offer for fellowships and sponsorships to come here, because you get to also meet mentors that you could have long whole career from here. And also would say for both members and students, get involved, volunteer. This is the best thing. Since I joined here, I also started volunteering for the newsletter subcommittee, which has been a very big highlight of being a member in the ACT. I love communicating, interacting with the subcommittee and being involved to taking out the newsletter, always like learning like new regulatory things coming up and new drugs coming up, like writing all the articles and also informing other members about like educational courses that are going on. And also that helps me learn more about the college as well as a new member, especially my first year. It was very helpful being in the committee and learning more about the college. And I would say get involved, just volunteer. There's so many subcommittees you can get involved and help the college and also make lifelong connections for your career, which I think is very important. So that's my biggest advice. Get involved to the college.
Excellent. That is perfect. The last question, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what advice would you give on networking, especially during the meeting, because you've given some great examples of reasons to volunteer to add to your networking, but specifically at the meeting, what would you suggest?
Get over your fear of going to speak to people that seem to be in groups and you're alone, because they're always welcome and they're always happy to get you included. So go speak to people. That's like, just go for it. Everybody's very friendly and you're not going to ever feel uncomfortable. So.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Katarina, thank you so much for taking some time out of your meeting to speak with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My name is Eva Budzinski, and I'm here with the podcast committee speaking to one of our first year members. Hello.
Hi.
Very nice to have you. Can you tell us your name and what you're doing?
Yes. My name is Doin Adeoye. I'm currently a postdoc at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. So I'm currently into brain tumor research. And I'm a toxicologist as well as cancer researcher. I've been a toxicologist for like 10 years. And it has been so exciting and also like fun. So I'm happy to be here once again. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. My understanding is it's your first time, correct?
Yeah, this is my first time of attending HCT. I was one of the recipients of International Travel Award in 2023, but I couldn't make it. But currently, I'm glad to be able to present and witness one of the first class conference in the world, so I'm so excited about it. And I really thank and appreciate the American College of Toxicology for giving me this award.
Awesome. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So can you tell us what's different about this meeting than any meetings that you've attended, than other meetings you've attended?
One of the very interesting about this meeting, first and foremost, I would like to recognize the fact that they actually encourage diversity and inclusion, which is like very good and great part of this conference. So I feel amongst and I feel welcomed. And the reception was so great, starting from the continental breakfast, the CE education, wow, the CE education, like I learned so much about it, about toxicology itself and some new ideas. I was able to pick up one or two things, which I believe it will be very useful for my future research. So it's great, and I would advise that they continue doing this, and I'm excited to attend the next coming one. Yeah.
Well, very, very happy to hear that you took away some good points and that you were stimulated scientifically and that you're hoping to come back. We're always happy to have you. Yeah. Let me ask you, are you a member? How long have you been a member?
I'm a member since 2023.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great to hear. What do you think is the most valuable opportunity during the meeting, the ACT meeting? What was the best thing?
The experience is so great. And also connecting with the community as a whole and trying to see how you can further collaboration, which is one of the most important things in science. And that alone is like a very great opportunity itself.
Awesome. So it sounds like you were able to connect with other people who have similar research interests. Is there anything that you would do differently next time you attended, or is there any advice that you have for somebody who's going to be attending for the first time?
Okay, for someone that will be attending for the first time, I will recommend to have like an open mind to learn more and also to connect to other researchers and like and also to explore like aside like the environment and the location. It's also a great fun. And like there's so much good and experience. So like if you're attending for the first time, I would encourage you to explore as much as you can.
Okay, so be open-minded and explore as much in the college, but also outside. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Anything else that you want to add about the meeting or anything, any of your other experiences with the college?
Well, I believe I've said a lot about it already. It is a great conference, like world-class. We just say like what they are doing exceptionally great.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing
and
that.
And also, I also appreciate the fact that they are also supporting other researchers from underdeveloped countries. It's just a great like encouragement to people coming from Africa, India, and some other places.
Also, very grateful to have you here
Thank you so much.
To contribute to our community.
Hello, this is Kristen D'Souza with the ACT Podcast Committee, and I am here with Dr. Heidi Shea, who is a ACT member, and we are going to get some information about the value of ACT. So, Heidi, tell us a little bit about where you are working currently.
Sure. I'm Heidi Shea. I'm a study director at LabCorp Early Drug Development based out of Madison, Wisconsin.
And what drew you to ACT?
So I first got involved in ACT back when I was in graduate school. So my advisor was the editor of the journal, so the International Journal of Tox. So I worked as a research assistant as part of the journal. I got to attend the meetings as a graduate student with travel grants. So I got to present posters, interact with members here. So I've been part of ACT for almost 12 to 13 years now.
Wow. From the very beginning of your academic career. May I ask, how is ACT different from other meetings that you've attended?
So I really enjoy coming to this meeting just because I get to hear from other industry experts as well as the FDA. So that helps to guide and make sure that, I run the best studies.
Excellent. What did you enjoy most about this year's meeting?
So this year's meeting, I got to participate in one of the CE courses where, I taught with other study directors from, various CROs about, what makes a good study director and how to keep a good study director-study monitor relationship. So for me, getting to, teach the next generation was really important and really rewarding.
Excellent. What makes ACT meeting unique, or what do you think are some of its strongest features?
So I think the strongest features is, going to a lot of the talks where you have the FDA, and I really, really enjoy the case studies, right? Like hearing like real life examples, what worked, what didn't work. For me, that's kind of the biggest benefit. So it's not like I'm just working in a vacuum.
That's great. What is the most valuable opportunity during the ACT annual meetings, do you think?
I think it's the opportunity to see people in person. Granted, COVID was like 5 years ago, and when we first came out, it was amazing just to see your colleagues that you just didn't see. All you saw was like Zoom in a little box, and being able to see people in person and just getting to see them and talk has been wonderful.
That is a really great feature of ACT. What advice do you have for people who are attending the meeting, thinking of attending the meeting, or coming to it for the first time?
Definitely come. There's so much information. Sometimes it's really challenging because you want to go to like multiple sessions, but you can't clone yourself. Thinking and planning ahead of time is kind of one of the important things to do.
All right. That is an excellent prep step. What advice would you give on networking during the meeting?
So I have the advantage of, as a study director, working with a lot of clients. So it's just nice to meet people. It's a small community. So it's really easy to get introductions to expand your network. So I would say just go to like the mixers, go to the open houses. There's always some sort of event going on that's really easy to get to meet other people.
I know you have been very involved in ACT as an organization. And so what would you recommend for people in terms of if they want to get involved in ACTs?
Okay, so I know that you guys, you're part of the podcast, so it's a really like an easy entry point. There's like the webinar, there's a newsletter subcommittee. So these are not like elected, you can join, and they're always looking for volunteers. So I think that's like a low threshold in order to become part of ACT.
My name is Eva Budzinski, and I'm here at the annual 2025 ACT meeting. Who am I speaking with?
Thanks, Eva, for having me. I'm Annette Körner, and I'm an ACT member for quite a while, and I'm always coming over from Europe for the annual meeting.
Oh my gosh, that's a long way. So can you tell us what you do right now? And like,
Yeah, of course. So I'm a toxicologist by training with the DIBT for some decades now, actually. And I'm working in Europe in a small biotech company right now, but have a bit of a history with a big pharma company, Hoffmann La Roche in Basel, where I was for 20 years.
Awesome. So that's a long way to come. So how many meetings have you been to?
So ACT meetings, I'm coming every year and I'm skipping SOT.
Wow, that's an honor to have you. So how long have you been a member for?
So I've been a member only since 2022, but I've been with ACT meetings for the last 15 years or so.
Well, we're very happy that you became a member. Thank you. What drew you to ACT? Like, how did you start attending the meeting?
Well, at first it was just about making a decision between SOT and ACT, as we only got one meeting per year granted. But in recent years, I become preferring the ACT community over the SOT community. And I can tell you why. The reason is that SOT is much bigger. There are much more parallel sessions, and a focus has changed a bit on my experience for more academics, more chemicals, more environmental toxicants, and less pharmaceutical. So I find ACT more in focus for pharmaceutical toxicologists like myself.
So it sounds like ACT fits your interests.
That's
and,
right.
Career better. That's great. What do you enjoy most about the meetings?
I enjoy the meetings themselves. They are smaller. I learned this year we have about 1,500 participants. You don't have so many parallel sessions, so you can better join the things you need and you like. And what I like the most, I admit, is the networking opportunity. It really feels like a real community, and you meet people a number of years in sequence, and that helps a lot for keeping contact.
I agree. That is one of my favorite parts as well. It feels like you're coming back to see your friends, and I look forward to that every year.
I always call it like this is my meeting for friends and science.
Awesome. So what advice would you give to people who are attending this meeting for the first time?
That's a good question. So maybe I answer this one very practical. So what I only learned over the years attending ACT, that the best opportunity for networking are the breaks. And I would start with the Sunday CE courses. Even if you don't attend a CE course, be there when there's the coffee break and people come out and try and find a spot at the table and just mix and mingle. You'll meet a lot of very interesting colleagues at these occasions. So, and that's my recommendation. Go and be around in the breaks, grab a cup of coffee, stand at a table with strangers and network.
Okay, so it sounds like networking is the most important, valuable part of this meeting.
But well, for juniors, another aspect is that the science and the depths of knowledge that is at ACT is really outstanding. And so whatever you hear, and all the speakers are very open to share and have you have their emails or follow-up conversations. So don't be shy. Make use of that.
Awesome. So one last question for somebody who maybe hasn't been here. You've been here for a long time. What is your suggestion for approaching somebody at a coffee break?
I just think don't be shy and just find yourself a spot at one of these tables. There's usually little space to stand and put your coffee. And I think that is on purpose because it forces people to get closer, talk, sit together, and exchange. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that's why ACT continues to provide coffee and breakfast opportunities so that people come down and can sit down at a table. Any last thoughts?
For those who are starting attending ACT for the first times, I mean, really come here and enjoy the time. Don't bring work that you want to finish while you're at the meeting. Really enjoy the meeting and leave the work for when you come back. It will wait for you.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing the perspectives of ACT attendees on what makes the annual meeting and this community so valuable. A big thank you to everyone who shared their insights and to my co-host, Eva Budzinski. To learn more about the American College of Toxicology, visit actox.org and subscribe to Talks Chats wherever you listen, so you are sure to catch our latest episodes about the field of toxicology. I'm Kristen D'Souza. Thanks for joining us.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.